be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. How many are happy to be in the house of God?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Good to have Brother Eric and his family back.
Amen.
I'm glad, hopefully, the Lord gave him a good, restful trip.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just saying, I'm just a bit jealous. That's all I'm going to say. I need something like that. But anyways, we all need it, I think. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord Jesus, once again for the opportunity that we have to serve you, Lord. Father God, we don't deem it a small thing, Lord God, to be able to minister to your people, Lord. And Father God, we're here to minister to them, Lord. And as we minister, we're serving them, Lord Jesus. And that's what I want to have, Lord God, is just a servant's heart. I pray, Lord, that you would just have your way, your way tonight, Lord God Almighty. Speak to us, Father God. Not necessarily what I want to say, Lord God, but what you want to tell your people through your word, Lord. Because I have no idea, Father God, what their needs are in their hearts. But you do, Lord Jesus. And I'm thankful that I can depend upon you, Lord God, and we can depend upon you, knowing that you know all things, Father.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we just commit this time into your hands. May you forgive us for all of our sins and our iniquities, O Lord. May you wash us, Father, cleanse us, Lord, from anything, Lord, that would hinder the service. And, Lord, just have your way, Father. We ask it and we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name, may you continue to just give strength, yes. Brother Wade. Continue to give strength to his knee, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Father God, we're looking forward to seeing him back again here with the pulpit, Lord God. And Lord, we just commit it into your hands, and we ask these things now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So we are going to go ahead and continue with part two on part two of the hidden kingdom in plain view, or the hidden kingdom is come in power.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Because I believe that it is the kingdom of God. Use that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Praise the Lord. Because I believe that we are, there is a kingdom, amen, that is come in power. And so we just want to continue talking about it this evening. Amen. Let's we're gonna start here from Luke chapter 12, and I believe it was verse 22. Let's start at verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls?
Amen.
Amen. In other words, he's telling you, you're better. So he's going to take care of you. Praise the Lord. And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? You can't make yourself taller. You can't make yourself shorter. That's why we should be happy the way God made us, right? And if ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not. In other words, they don't work. They don't spin. And yet I say, Jesus said unto you, that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of those lilies in the ground. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?
Amen.
And I would say that he has clothed you. So if he's done it once, he can do it again.
Amen.
And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But then he says, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Amen. Fear not, little flock, For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Absolutely.
Amen. So, would you go ahead and have a seat? I like the way he words it there, because in seeking something, I mean, when you've lost something, and it's something that's been precious, you're desperately seeking for it, right? Yep. You're not going to be seeking. You're not going to just say, I only have, you know, an hour to just look for that special thing that I lost. No, right. You're going to desperately seek for it,
right.
No matter how long it's going to take you,
right?
If it's precious to you. And so that's what Jesus is trying to say here, is to seek. In other words, do not stop until you receive, you know? Just like that old, that man, that buddy, what was it, Buddy Robinson? Or the man that Brother Brandon would talk about. He said, I am not leaving this place until I am filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you come back, Lord, you're just going to find a pile of bones sitting right here, because I will not stop seeking until I get what. And that's the attitude that God wants us to have, amen. Because sometimes we're nonchalant about things, and so what we do? Well, I'll go over there and see if I get something from God. I'll see if the pastor can make me happy through his preaching or the singing. And then if I don't get anything, oh well. But you see, it's you have to seek things on your own, amen. Because you will only receive what you come looking for, right? If you come looking for something to criticize, you will find something to criticize, right? But if you come looking for God and you come looking for His kingdom, amen, you will receive His kingdom, amen. So, and then he says here, fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So we talked about, we'll go back here in just the slides, but we talked about that the kingdom of God is the Holy Ghost in power.
Amen.
Amen. He wants to give you the Holy Spirit. He wants to give you of His own Spirit in power. Amen. So that you can live the life that He lived when He was here on earth. That's what He desires. And look, these aren't Paul's words. These aren't Peter's words. These are not any disciples' words. These are Jesus' own words.
Amen.
He wants to give you the kingdom.
Amen.
And the kingdom is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So young people, if you doubt, and when you ask yourself, well, I don't know, I've done so bad, so much bad. I've done this. I think these things. I have trouble with depression. I have this in my life, this, that, or the other. He still wants to give you
Amen.
The kingdom.
Amen.
There's nothing that you can stop that.
No,
right. Amen. So just approach and receive the kingdom.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Because it's part of you. I mean, it's part of your inheritance.
Amen.
He wants to give it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. So I'm so thankful, amen, that we have a God that gives us sometimes more than what we think. Even sometimes more than what we wanted ourselves. You know? Amen. So we see here, amen, I wanted to have this big here as well, but oh well, we'll go with this. Now, so we talked about last time, amen, that what the kingdom was. It's just real quick, that the meaning of the word kingdom of God, and it's a royal power, it's a kingship, a dominion, not to be confused with an actual kingdom, but rather the right or authority to rule over a kingdom. Amen. That's what the meaning of the kingdom of God means. And so we know that Pilate, he looked for a political kingdom during his time. The Jews were seeking a political kingdom, someone that could come in and destroy the Romans and take them out. And they were that's what they were looking for in the Messiah. In other words, they were looking for it in a carnal way. Normally, humanly speaking, as humans, that is what we seek for at first, because we go by what we touch, see, smell, and hear. That's God gave us those things to contact the world, but usually that's what we seek after, and God works totally a different way. He does not work the way we think that He should work, or He doesn't do things in our lives the way we think He should do things in our lives. He's going to do things in our lives the way He knows it's going to bring results. Amen? Praise God. And sometimes it's just to crush us a little bit.
Amen.
Put some pressure in there. Because as I said last time, amen, you're not going to get something good out of an orange if you don't squeeze it.
Right.
I want some good orange juice. I'm going to have to squeeze.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, I'm just going to be eating the orange on its own, a solid orange. But if I want good orange juice, there just got to be some pressure, amen? So that's what God wants for us, and that's part of his kingdom, amen? Amen. And so even the disciples, they were seeking immediate territorial restoration of Israel. And they would ask Jesus things like that. Are you going to restore the kingdom? Thinking of it in a carnal way, right? But we know God didn't come to establish a physical kingdom. Amen. And so that's the Jews. And so we know that the kingdom of God is not a place on a map either.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I hope it's in your map. Amen. It's in you. That's where it needs to be. Amen. And the kingdom of God cannot be seen physically as well. Eventually, it will become something physical. Amen. But it has to become, it has to be something small first, something little, something that you can't even tell that it's the kingdom. Amen.
Right. Amen.
It has to be something that almost looks insignificant.
Because
remember, when Jesus was here on earth, they didn't think he looked anything. He looked like a regular common man, just like anyone else. But that was the kingdom of God that had come in power. Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So it's not something material, as Brother Branham says here, that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not material. It's within us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there's that. And so the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. It's not of this earth. God's kingdom is in our hearts. It's
Amen.
The spiritual kingdom that we're born into it. Amen.
Amen.
And the kingdom of God is within you, the Holy Spirit, God's kingdom moving in the man and governing and controlling him. That's the kingdom.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. The kingdom of God is power. We talked about this, that the kingdom of God is power.
Amen.
When Jesus said that for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And so the word kills, but the Spirit is the one that gives life.
Amen.
There in Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power.
Amen.
And that power, that word power is the word dunamis.
Amen.
That after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And that's where we get the word dynamite from. It's the word, the Greek word dunamis. Amen.
Amen.
And how we could use some of that dynamite, spiritual dynamite in our lives more and more. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I don't necessarily mean, you know, for you to be, to have dynamic services or you know, a lot of sensations and things like that. That's wonderful. I love it. And it'd be great if we could have more of it. But I'm talking about dynamite. Amen. When you're alone and you need something, or your child is sick or something's going on in your life, or you're at work or you're in the car, and amen, you the Holy Ghost is guiding you exactly to what you need to do. And God just comes down. Amen. And you know, beyond the shadow of the doubt, amen, that God is in control. Amen. That's that faith in God. Amen. That's dynamite for the devil. The devil can't stand it. Amen. Faith blows devils back left and right. Amen. When there's true faith in God's word. And that's what Satan is scared of. He's not scared for you to pick up his word and read the Bible. He's not scared for you to memorize verses or memorize quotes. But what he's scared of is for you to have faith in that word. Because when you have faith in that word is going to have to come to pass. Amen. And that's what makes him tremble. That's what makes him shake. But that's how you defeat Satan's kingdom. Amen. Is faith in what he's already said about you. Amen. Praise God. So that is the kingdom of God in power.
Amen.
You exercising that kingdom of God, having faith in God's word, that is power. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so it's the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom is in you. And so, and I don't know if you remember this, but it's this, I call this the currency of the kingdom is power. Amen. Just like there's power in money, right? It's a currency. I mean, they call it currency. That's the currency. It's the word, amen, coming into the believer, amen, praise God. And you having faith in that word, amen, it creates power, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so I apologize, I'm going kind of quickly. I'm just trying to get to the point where we stopped last time. So we talked about what the kingdom of God is not. In Romans 14:17, it says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, amen, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because you cannot live this life, amen, in the kingdom of God without the kingdom, the king itself. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Right.
And so Brother Brown talked about here that it's not about dressing right or about how long should my sleeves be or all these things that we throughout the years have thought that that's the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Of how long my hair should be, or how long my sleeves should be, or if I shouldn't put on deodorant or not, or if I should wear fragrances or not. And I'm telling you, there's people still that battle those things. That's a real thing for people, especially in Latin American countries. Some of them still have to battle those things. And but we know that that's not the kingdom of God. Amen. I firmly believe that the Holy Ghost leads you in the direction that you need to go.
Amen.
There is a life that we should live, absolutely, according to the Word. But we all, God knows us each individually.
Amen.
He knows what makes you tick, and He knows how you move, and He knows what needs to happen in your life, what maybe He needs to
Amen.
Move around in your life. He'll let you know if you need to give that up in your life.
Amen.
He'll let you know if that is not convenient for you so that you continue to grow in the Word. He'll let you know. Amen. But if we ourselves try to establish a kingdom ourselves by rule building and letting everybody know, we love rules. Everybody does. Because it's easy to follow. And give it to me this, that, the other. But then you just become a legalist. Because some of us keep the rules better than others.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be venture to say we probably, all of us, probably won't keep the rules.
Right. Nope.
That's why God gave the Israelites the commandments.
Yes.
Him knowing that they couldn't keep it.
That's right.
But that's what they wanted. They wanted a law.
Right.
So He gave them the law.
Amen.
So that they can realize we can't keep the law. We need somebody else to keep the law for it, and the only one that could keep the law was God.
Yes, right.
So He came down and kept the law. Amen. And
amen.
Now we have the law abider within us. Amen.
Right.
The kingdom of God within us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this is more things about. So the kingdom of God in what is not. There's the carnal expectation. It's not a physical geography to observe. We read that in Luke 17:20. It's not meat and drink. It's not the wearing of specific apparel or growing hair. Outward behavior as a substitute for internal life. But what it is, it's the biblical. This is the biblical reality. It's an internal reality within you. Amen. It's righteousness, peace, joy.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost governing and controlling a man. It's spiritual power. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So we talked about as well about the not being far from the kingdom. Amen. And in Mark and Jesus, when He spoke to that man and to that scribe, and He said, He asked him, He said, what's the greatest commandment in the Bible? And the scribe replied, and He said, you shall love the Lord your God. And Jesus said, you answered wisely, and you're not far from the kingdom. Amen. Not knowing that the kingdom was standing right there in front of Him.
Right.
You're not far from Him. Amen. So but the thing is that we don't want to be just close to the kingdom. Amen. We want to be in the kingdom and the kingdom in us. Amen. We don't want to just have head knowledge of the kingdom. Amen. We want to be in the kingdom and the kingdom living in us. Amen. It's Him in us and you in Him. Praise the Lord. So I believe this is where we stopped last time. So how do you receive this kingdom? And so in John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8, we read there about Jesus speaking to Nicodemus. And in verse 3, Jesus answers and says unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Right.
And This was one of Jesus' first doctrines that he preached.
That's right.
About the new birth.
Amen.
That there is no way for you to be able to even enter or even see the kingdom of God without the new birth in your life. Amen.
Yes.
You can hear it. Maybe you can, but you won't be able to understand it, because that's what he means there. That word see is to understand the kingdom of God. And if you don't understand something, you're not going to be able to apply it into your life. Right?
Amen.
If you don't understand how something works, amen, or something in your job or something in your life or in your home, if the air conditioner unit in your home, if you don't understand how it works, you're not going to be able to use the thermostat properly, right? All right, so in order for you to be able to receive the benefits of the kingdom, you have to understand it. Amen. You have to hear it.
Amen.
Understand it. Amen. And then that kingdom of God can come in you. Amen.
Right.
As you're hearing the word, amen, the word is washing you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
Amen. And that's just not a one-time thing.
Right.
Amen. That word has to consistently keep washing us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Right. Yes.
Because as you're hearing the word is washing you.
Yes.
Every single time we hear it. And so Brother Branham says here that you are born into the kingdom of God. How? By the Holy Ghost. There is no other way to be born again.
Nope.
That's God's witness. He gives witness by the word of God that we've passed from death unto life, because we are in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Right.
And so Jesus continuing speaking here to Nicodemus in verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Amen. It has to be by the water, and he is the water. And it has to be by the Spirit, and he is Spirit. Amen. And if it's not by either or, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. In other words, you cannot experience all the benefits of this kingdom. Praise the Lord. Brother Branham says here, no matter what it looks like here, I believe we mentioned these last time, but we'll just go on with this. He says, no matter what it looks like here, we don't look at what we see. We look at what we do not see. Is that right? Anyhow, to see doesn't mean to look at. The word see means to understand. Jesus said, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, he can't understand the kingdom of God until he's born again.
Amen.
Amen. See, you have to accept it by what? By faith.
Amen.
And then when he comes into you, you understand it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Right.
You know, sometimes you can deal with people and they have questions and they ask but really, until that revelation really falls down upon that heart, amen.
Amen. Right.
You can just explain it away all you can, amen. But until it becomes a revelation in that person's heart,
amen,
where it becomes something real,
amen.
Amen. Then you're limited to what you can do for them, amen. You could just continue to deal with them up, but until it becomes a down into a revelation.
Amen.
Then that's when he comes into you, you understand
Amen.
It.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I want to be able to understand it. Amen.
Amen.
So the unregenerate eye, or the man without understanding, he looks at what's blocking him, and he doesn't look by faith. He just looks right there in front of him,
right.
And just takes it as it is. Right.
Right.
And that's how we were when we were in the world. Amen. Just,
Amen.
Just. Whatever comes to us, that's how we took it, right? But a man that's born of the Spirit of faith, that block or that thing, amen, can be right there in front of him, but because he has an eye of faith, amen. He's looking at the kingdom, amen. He sees the kingdom because he's experienced the kingdom in his life. He can't explain it. You know, Jesus said, the wind bloweth from one end and from another end, and you can't tell sometimes where it comes from. He said, that is how the Spirit of God is.
Right. Right. Said,
sometimes you just can't pinpoint exactly, amen, this is what this is the day, this is the hour.
Right.
You just know that something has happened
amen.
In your life, amen.
Amen.
And I believe that God allows it to be that way so that we... You know, we can't explain everything away ourselves.
Right.
We take everything by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Because if we can explain everything, then we won't need faith.
That's right, brother.
If we can explain everything, then we won't need God to come in supernaturally in our lives and take control of our lives. But the eye of faith, amen, looks at that kingdom. And maybe I'm only looking at sickness, or maybe I'm only seeing something, a physical hindrance right now in front of me, amen. But the eyes of faith that God has placed in me, amen, by the Holy Ghost, amen, sees something else greater, amen.
Amen.
Sees healing down the road. Sees great things down the road. Sees His promises come to life in my life, because that's what the eyes of the kingdom of God give us. Praise God. Amen. So the kingdom of God can't be seen or explained. And this is John in verse 8. Jesus continues, says, this is what I was just talking about. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell when it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. They can't tell you. You know, they can tell you, you know, one day, you know, we at the meeting down there at the Brush Arbor, or down there at the tent revival, you know, I had an experience with God, you know. And you know, I remember the when I was 12 years old at the Baptist church, and when the pastor, one service one summer, I remember it was sometime in June, and it was hot outside, and he preached one Sunday afternoon, and he said, anybody want to come and receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, and just come up front and pray the prayer of the sinner's prayer, and I did. Something compelled me to do so, right? But it wasn't that it was fine roses and everything was fine after that. No, it was a battle after that, right? As a matter of fact, I went out in the world after that. But I prayed the sinner's prayer. I got all my sins from the past forgiven, right? But I had to continue a growth process. Amen.
Amen.
And then it came a time when this word and the message came into my life, and things just started opening up from there. But it was still a struggle and a battle at that time. Amen.
Sure.
And it wasn't. I can't explain it. You know, it was just I was probably sitting right over there back around 2014, 2015.
Yep, right.
Brother Dale was preaching,
yep, right,
and he was bringing something out with regards to the woman at the well. And just something just sparked in me right there and then. And I just can't explain it. Amen. And it changed the way I view the word. It is so much different after that. That there was no doubt. There was no way for me to doubt the word anymore. Amen. There was no way for me to think, is this wrong? Is this right? And there was just no way. And just something anchored. Amen. I can't explain it. I don't even remember the day. I just know it happened. Amen. And I'm thankful that it did. Praise the Lord Jesus. My wife, I think she has a similar testimony of one while I was in Nicaragua one time, and she didn't go to that trip. It was the first time I went to Nicaragua. Something similar happened to her, and it was with regards to Genesis 1:26. Just something came down, and it just solidified that within you. Amen. So, and all it took was just continuing to seek the kingdom. Amen. It just continuing to seek. Listen, Lord, I don't understand this. I would fall asleep all the time back there, because I just didn't understand. If it wasn't shouting and praising God and running up and down the aisles, I just didn't. That wasn't a good service for me. Amen. But just something struck. Amen. And now it's a good service every time.
Amen.
Yeah, I like a good shouting service.
Yeah.
Sure. Amen. But I like a good teaching service,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I like to have it both. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why? Because something's anchored.
Amen.
And until that's why I say, young people, amen. Until you realize something anchors, just keep at what you already have.
Right.
Stay with that.
Amen.
Keep building on that. Keep going and listening to the word more, further and further. Something will anchor, and you just, God knows your heart. God knows your heart. If how bad do you want it? Amen. And it will stay there.
Amen.
I promise. Praise the Lord. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Amen. You can't, the wind blows where it lists, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh. and whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You know, I never see that verse the same again. Brother Branham says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, you couldn't see the kingdom of God because the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right? He says, some standing here will not taste of death till they see the kingdom coming in power, he said. In questions and answers, he says, that then the kingdom of God, the Bible said, is within you, the Holy Spirit. See, he keeps going back to this is what the kingdom of God is, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And you can't see that with your eyes, so see means to understand. Amen?
Right.
Amen. In the message, to whom shall we go? Now that translation there is really understand the kingdom of God.
Right.
The kingdom of God is within you, so you couldn't actually see it unless you see it operating.
Right.
Amen? And it's not necessarily just, you know, the jumping, shouting, screaming, and crying. That's wonderful. And that's, you see that. That is
sure.
The Spirit of God.
Yeah, sure.
Amen. But I believe the Spirit of God, amen. The Spirit of God is a greeter. The Spirit of God does nice things to people.
Right.
The Spirit of God, amen, prefers his brother.
Yes.
Opens that door back
amen.
There for my sister who's
yes.
an elderly person. Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of God, amen, is wanting to help. Amen.
Amen.
That's how you see the kingdom of God operating. Amen.
Yes. Right, right,
praise
amen.
God. You see it operating
amen.
In its simplicity. Praise the Lord. When you sisters, amen, your husband has eaten cornflakes and that bowl, puts that bowl in the sink and it's just that those cornflakes just get so hard and in there and I can't believe he did this again. And when you feel tempted to just leave that bowl there and say, when he gets home, I'll tell him about it. But you know what? You know that when he gets home, he's going to use that bowl and that same spoon because he just loves to eat from that bowl and same spoon. And so what the kingdom of God in you says, you know what? I love my husband so much that I'm just going to go ahead and wash this. Because I love him so much and I'm going to put it up for him. And maybe next time I'll say something to him. At some point, you will have to. But that's the kingdom of God controlling. And you see, in something simple as that. Something simple. But is it to rile against and have a justification to rile against my husband about something? You know, he's coming home from work. You know, it's late, rush hour, traffic, and he's tired and things like that. And oh, my. But instead of... he don't want to come into this atmosphere like this. I'm thinking about him, right?
Sure.
So I'm going to go ahead and wash this bowl because I know he likes to eat cereal for dessert. No, this didn't happen at home. The part about eating cereal for dessert, that's true, though.
Hey,
man, just get y'all smiling. Better to see than that than sleeping. All right. So he says the kingdom of God is within you, so you couldn't actually see it unless you see it operating, right? But the only way you'll ever be able to understand it, you've got to be born again. Amen. Brother Branham continues to hammer this. Amen.
Yep.
The only way you're going to be able to understand it is to be born again.
Yep. Right.
To be born again, you've been filled with God's Spirit. Then you're in Christ. And when you're in Christ, the Holy Spirit that wrote the Bible, right, that manifested Christ, is in you to recognize his own self.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord Jesus. I like that. Amen.
Yes, that's right.
That's a revelation.
Right.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto you. Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So the kingdom of God is the word. I know we're doing a lot of reading here, but just bear with me. Now, God's kingdom is not of this world. And when Christ was here, he gave us the program of this kingdom. He gave us the program of God's kingdom, the Father's kingdom, which is his word. Amen. So look at all these things that the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is power. The kingdom of God is the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is his word. So we're not looking for something physical or something. Is his word? He is the word. And because he is, he said he's spirit. Amen. And so wherever the spirit is, there is liberty. Amen. Praise God. And it's not something that we're looking at for physically. Amen. He gave us a physical book to read. Praise the Lord Jesus. But as you read, amen, he said, as you receive the word, you're receiving spirit. And you're receiving life. Amen. Praise God. Right. And that happens in an invisible way. Right. It is sometimes it gets us excited. Praise the Lord. I saw something. Amen. We jump by and get excited about. Sometimes nothing happens. Mm-hmm. But you're being washed and you're receiving spirit. Right. Amen. Right. Right. Because Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. Right. Well. Praise the Lord. Now, if you want to know how you get into that kingdom, this word's got it. Amen. Amen. Right. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, so the kingdom of God is a mystery now revealed. Now, in Mark 4:11, it says, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. And Luke 8:10 tells us, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Aren't you thankful that God has given that Amen. For you? Amen.
Amen.
He's placed these mysteries not for us to be wondering, amen, in the hour that we're living in.
Right.
He sent us a prophet, a message, a clear message in this hour, amen, that we have a seven-course meal to eat from, amen. A seven-meal buffet or seven areas where we can gather different amen. Types of foods, amen.
Amen.
Spiritual food.
Amen.
Praise God, because he has opened seven seals in this hour. Amen. And there's plenty to eat from. Amen.
Right.
And it's been given to you to know these mysteries.
Right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good. To those who have the kingdom of God within them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That can receive the mysteries.
Right. Amen.
Praise God. Because a lot of people can receive mysteries in here.
Sure.
But those mysteries never go and then
right.
live out those mysteries.
Right.
A mystery shouldn't be something mysterious
right.
and that's it.
Yep.
But a mystery revealed is something that you go live and others can see what you're
Amen.
Living, right?
Amen.
That's what the seals were opened for.
Right.
And so that you can go live these seals
yep.
in your personal life, in your work life,
Amen.
In your home life,
in
wherever you're at. Amen. The seventh seal can be living through
Amen.
You. Amen.
Amen.
Which is Christ in you,
Amen.
The hope of glory.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The kingdom of God, so this is continuing. In Colossians 1, 26-27, it says, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now, I love that word but now is made manifest to who? Amen. To the White House. To the Rome. Amen. What does it say? It says, but now is made manifest to his saints. I believe I'm looking at saints tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery
right.
among the Gentiles.
Amen.
Among the Gentiles.
Right.
I think I'm looking at Gentiles here tonight.
Right.
Amen.
Amen?
Praise the Lord.
Yep.
Among the Gentiles, what is it? Which is Christ in you.
Yes.
Christ in you.
Amen.
The hope of glory.
Amen.
It's a mystery that the world has nothing, they can't understand it.
Right. Right.
How can you live and believe the things that you do?
Yep.
How can you do it? If I don't see it, if I don't touch it, if I don't smell it, if I don't hear it, I just can't believe it. I that's what the atheist would say.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But the believer says, even if I don't see it, I believe it. Because his word declares it to me.
Right.
And his word is power.
Amen.
I've experienced it. I don't understand it. I can't explain it all, but I've experienced something real
amen.
That has changed me, amen, from the way I was back then to the way I am now.
Amen.
From the way I believed back then to the way I believe now.
Amen.
I don't know how it was. I remember I used to love smoking. I used to love drinking. I used to love gambling. I used to listen to that worldly music, amen. But now something real has happened in me, amen.
Amen.
And I don't want to do those things anymore. I don't want to. Amen. I want something real. Amen. Amen. Something that lives out. Yeah. Praise God.
Amen.
Sometimes when I used to want to live as an island to myself or live as a hermit, now I want to help people.
Amen.
Yes. Now I want to be where people are so that I can see where if anybody needs help. Now I want to go travel the foreign fields and get muddy and climb mountains and do things like that so that I could just Amen. Be a blessing to somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I guess that's the reason why I connected so much with Brother Jackie Benton there in Tennessee who just passed away. Man, his desire, he wasn't deep preacher. He wasn't somebody. He just preached simplicity and just drawed people, amen, to just be a blessing to people, amen, and see where we can. And that's what we want to be, amen,
amen.
Just to be a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that's the mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Oh my! Sometimes we think that that should lead us to go and get everybody out of the Gainesville Hospital over here. When we go pray for every one of them,
yeah.
And they should get up and get out from their beds, and that's may not be the will of God.
That's right.
Right? Yep. We know that God died for their healing, but that may not be the will of God for you to go do that.
That's right.
Right, it wasn't the will of God for Jesus to go heal everybody there at the pool of the Bethesda.
Right.
It was only for one person,
right.
One man that was there, and Jesus said that I do nothing unless the Father shows me.
It
must have been that he showed him that man, right? And he went to that man specifically, and that man, and he said, "Will thou be made whole?"
Right.
And he said, "Yeah, but nobody can take me to the pool." He said, but I'm here. Amen. Do you believe? He said, just get up. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And he might have just walked around everybody else, but just for that one person.
Yep.
Oh my, God is so targeted,
yeah.
So specific in what he does.
He
Amen. Amen.
I believe that.
I'm so glad of that. All right, let's move on. So the program of the Father's kingdom. Amen. So this is it's the mystery now revealed. And we just read that. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages, which is Christ in you,
yes, right.
The hope Amen. Of glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So in Revelation 10:7 it says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished.
Amen.
Amen. As he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. And I believe he's finishing that work in us, amen, through the opening of the word, amen.
Amen.
That word is that mystery is being finished up in us. You know, we know that this was the prophet for our day, but, you know, that mystery should be finishing up in us as well, amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Yes.
It should be something open in our lives,
yes.
As well.
Amen.
Now, Genesis 1:26, Brother Wade's favorite verse. And he says that the spiritual kingdom must now manifest itself in its fullness, right?
Yes.
And God said, let's make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. I underlined that because that was the original point. That's what God wanted from the
Amen.
Beginning.
That's right.
He wanted us to have dominion over the what? Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Amen.
He wanted for us to have dominion.
Amen.
Over this. This was to be our domain.
Amen. Right.
Amen. But now, you know, this domain, this kingdom, this world, the animals are scared of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went outside the other day, walking around where I work out, just took a little 15-minute walk, and as I was walking there was a doe, there was a deer right there in the back there where the seats are, Brother Joe, back there where the benches are, and there was a doe just eating there, and I was like, I'm gonna go over there, and I kept walking right next like near her, and she wasn't being scared. You know, I was like, oh, man, praise the Lord. The first time I'm going to be able to get closer to a deer. And so I was trying to practice everything like Brother Branham said, you know, when he hit the hornet's nest, you know, and I'm just trying to love the deer, right? I was trying to love that deer because I wanted to go and pet it if I could, right? I've never done that. But you know, as I was approaching the deer and I didn't see it there for a moment because I went around kind of behind to the side of the building and came back. I expected to see the deer there, and I didn't see the deer. And then all of a sudden, as I was approaching it closer, it just looked up, and then it just scattered that. Man, I guess I just didn't love it enough. But I believe there's people that they've petted deer and stuff before, you know? So, but, you know, we were supposed to have dominion over this kingdom, right? And the animals, you know, sometimes there's some animals that we're scared of, and animals are scared of us. But it wasn't so from the beginning, as Jesus said. It wasn't to be that way. They were to be, that we were to have dominion over them, and we were to, you know, and the Bible talks about that. You know, that the child shall lay with the lion, and the lamb shall lay with the lion, and shall put their hands in a cockatrice's nest, a den, and nothing will happen. Right. Cockatrice is like a serpent, right? Right? Nothing would happen, right?
Amen.
That's the kingdom of God that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, amen. Right.
Amen. That Satan has stripped from us because he's built his own Eden here. Praise God.
Yeah. Right?
Right? Amen. Now, Brother Branham says here, now we're going to get into something here in just a moment. I'm not going to keep you all long, so just give me about 5-10 more minutes. He says here, unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him.
Amen.
Now, just pay attention to that, because we talk about the kingdom of God as power, right? And it is.
Right.
The kingdom of God is his word.
Amen.
Right. Amen. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is all these things. But watch what he says here. Brother Brown says, unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign in this kingdom with him.
Right.
That is one of the requirements.
Right.
Oh, no. He's talking about suffering. Yeah. And I didn't say that. Your prophet said that.
Right.
He said, you have to suffer to reign.
Amen.
Oh, my. He said the reason for this is that character, and he brings in character here, is that character simply is never made without suffering.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. Character is a victory.
Yes.
Amen.
All right? So it's not a gift. It's not something that is given to you.
Right.
Amen? But it's a victory. It's something that you have overcome.
Amen.
On your own, yourself.
Amen.
That builds character.
Amen.
Right? A man without character can't reign in this kingdom. I'll add that.
Right.
Because power apart from character is satanic.
Exactly right.
In other words, where if there's power, and we've seen this in the world, right? Where there's power and there's a person has dominion over a people or over a state or a city or a country, right?
Right?
And there is no character there, or in other words, nothing that attracts the people to the power that he or she has,
amen, right.
Then that character or that power becomes satanic.
That's right.
Right.
Right? Right?
So we don't want to have carnal power.
Amen.
Amen. We want power with character. Amen.
Right.
Because power with character is godly.
Amen.
We could put it that way. But power apart from character is satanic.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
In other words, that power is received. It comes from Satan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See? It's satanic power.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How many understand?
Amen.
Okay? And he says, he continues to say, but power with character is what? Is fit
Amen.
To rule.
Right. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. And since he wants us to share even his throne on the same basis that he overcame, right?
Right.
And to sit down in his Father's throne, then we have to overcome to sit with him.
Amen.
Amen. So what are we getting to, saints? Amen. Because Jesus, he had to overcome himself. He had to overcome all these things that we struggle to overcome. Even him being having the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelling with him. Right? And he had to overcome, but he overcame even greater things. He overcame death. He overcame sickness. He overcame all these things. Amen. Remember that where the head goes, the body has to follow. Amen. That's why we're destined, amen, to see a resurrection coming to pass. Praise God. Because he overcame, amen, and he resurrected. Hallelujah. And because he raised, amen, we raised with him. And those that have gone before us, amen, will raise with him. Amen. So we have to overcome in order to sit with him.
Amen. Right.
So there's a time, amen, that you have to let go of your excuses.
Yes.
Of why you can't overcome that thing in your life.
Right.
There's got to be a time where you say, Lord, I can't do it without your power.
Right.
Without your kingdom dwelling within you. Sometimes God immediately takes away the cigarette smoking away from you. But sometimes he doesn't. Right, Brother Donnie?
Right?
Sometimes he takes away, amen, filthy things that you might be been doing in the world right there and then. Sometimes he wants you to fight for.
Right, brother.
Amen. That's how God works. And he can. He can take away alcohol and cigarettes and these things right there and not have the desire for it. And he's done it for people. But again, he knows how you work and how you tick.
Amen.
And he knows that, hey, if I take this away from him, he'll just pick this other thing up right here. So I'm going to have him fight for this. And he's already given us all power. Amen. He's already given us everything that we need. Amen. Potentially to overcome. Amen. All we got to do is release. Let go. Let it out. Amen. As Brother Wade's been preaching. Amen. Just let it out. Amen. By faith in God's word that he overcame. Amen. I can overcome that thing in my life. I can overcome that temptation in my life. I can overcome that sin in my life. Amen. And maybe you might fall a time or two, amen, but you get back up and you say, I'm going to continue fighting, amen, because it's worth the fight, because my eyes are not looking at a physical thing right here. My eyes are looking at that kingdom of God, amen. And no matter how many barriers are in front of me, amen, I'm going to move on and continue to that kingdom, amen. Satan's going to continue putting battles. He's going to continue to put things in front of you, amen, that are tempting and they're things that you brought from the world. But it's up to you, amen, to one day say, listen, I'm tired of being tired.
Amen.
I will not succumb to this anymore.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God knows if you really do want it or not. And if you really don't want it, the test will continue to be placed before you. Right? But God knows if you do want it or not. You see, it's like a diamond, right? And I was looking up something here at with regards to the diamond and how a diamond I believe it's here. Can you all see that there? Mm-hmm. How a natural diamond forms, and it's interesting that a natural diamond, the way a diamond forms, we think that diamonds, you know, form. They pick them out exactly just like that, you know, just like a nice shiny diamond. But the way a diamond works is it's really black carbon that's deep down in the earth. So there's heat, extreme heat and pressure. Amen. That intense heat that's about 3,632 degrees Fahrenheit, 45 to 60 kilobars. It acts on that carbon, right down here, right? But as that pressure and that is being lifted up, is moving up. All right. That under the right conditions, the carbon atoms arrange themselves into a diamond crystal. And they can be in there as that in that form for thousands of years. Right? But it's under the pressure. It, really, a diamond, really in its original state, is ugly.
Yes.
Doesn't look nothing like a diamond. It's an ugly thing. But hey, we're coming right up.
Amen.
We're coming right up. Amen. And then volcanic eruption, it brings it up. Magma in a kimberlite pipe erupts from deep within the earth, carrying diamonds towards the surface. And I'm sure that eruption wasn't something like flowing down the Helen River, you know, that's very nice and very, no. It was something very, very, you know, dramatic, right? Very, very violent. But then the diamond is found and mined, and they come up to the surface. Then they can be picked up then and be able to be used.
Amen. Sorry.
But even at that point, they still have to be cut. In order for you to be able to get the light and the way, when you look at it there at Zell's and the different jewelry places, when you're going to go look for all those different little angles and all those different little light fractions, that's because it's been cut.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But look at all that the diamond has to go through in order for it to become a true diamond.
Thank
right?
Lord.
And you know, we're just diamonds in the rough.
Amen.
All right? We're just a work in progress.
Amen.
But you're still a diamond.
Amen.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life, Amen. You're still a diamond in progress. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Ooh. I did it from the start. Let me just move over here. Praise the Lord. So, unless we suffer with Him, we cannot reign with Him. You have to suffer to reign.
Amen.
Amen. Because character is never made without suffering. Character is a victory and not a gift. You're going to be put on the anvil of God.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
But out of that, amen, God is going to form something special. A special diamond. You're a special diamond in progress. It may not look like it right now, right? You may see your own faults. You may look at yourself in the mirror and you say, what in the world? I got pimples all over my face. I got, you know, listen, I did too. But look at me now. It's worse. But see, He's still working on us. Amen. He's still working on us. God is not... Listen, God didn't place you, and I'll finish with this. We'll continue it next time. But God didn't place you here just to place you here. You have a purpose to fulfill. Amen. You're going to come to that purpose. All right? Again, stay with what God has given you already. Stay with that. If it's just God has saved me and I repented of my sins, stay with that. Stay with it.
Amen.
Right?
Right?
And then just keep going. Keep growing in the Word. Listen to the Word. Respect your pastor. Respect the elders. Respect respect when the Word is going forth.
Amen.
Right.
And don't say, oh, that's just brother so-and-so. I'd rather hear so-and-so. You know, but respect it. Because when you respect the ministry, you're going to get something out of it.
Right?
Amen. Right? Yeah. But if you don't, then you never get anything out of it.
Right.
I'm afraid that some people are like that. They don't never get anything from people because they think they know it themselves.
Yeah.
They already know it all. But you see, respect the ministry. Respect when you come intimate to the Word, amen. Pay attention to what you're reading.
Yeah.
Take some time, amen, out of your day. Just 5 minutes,
sure.
You know. Let the growth process, something that truly matters, grow slowly. Right? When somebody wants fast riches in life, that's going to fail.
Amen.
But when somebody has accumulated riches in life, slowly, 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 then they're true millionaires, right? They'll become true millionaires.
Amen.
Right? Become a true spiritual millionaire by taking it slowly, slowly. In this fast-paced world that we live in, that they want us to multitask and they want us to do everything all at once.
Yes.
Amen. I want to drive and read things on my phone at the same time. But how can you do it?
Nope.
Right? That's what the world has trained us to be. Mm-hmm. Right? But God, amen, he's when a plant is growing, the plant is concentrating on that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Amen.
And concentrate on a slow growth, but you're growing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And hard times may come, you know, different things may come, but you're growing.
Amen. True.
Stay with it, and then you're going to come out of it, I promise.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. And let's have the musicians come. We'll continue next time. Amen. Let's just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given us to be in the house of God, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father God, for that we could read these precious words of life, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Father God, to take these things, Lord, and just find the place, Lord, that we can apply them, Lord, in our lives, Lord. Lord, sometimes the road may get weary, Father. Sometimes we question, Father, what are we doing, Father? But Lord, he that begun a good work in us will perform it. You're going to finish what you've started in us, Lord. And I believe that it's not in vain. Bless your people, Lord God. Bless each one of them, Lord Jesus, as they strive and they endeavor, Lord God, in this growth, this spiritual walk, Lord God. May you help them, be with them, Lord God. As this kingdom, Father God, as you're growing this kingdom, Lord, this kingdom is growing in us. And I ask, Lord, that you would just help us. Continue to meet every need amongst us. And we just commit the rest of the service into your hands. And we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Saints, just remember us in your prayers. We're going to be gone this weekend. So just remember us in your prayers as we travel. We'll be in Beaufort, South Carolina. But remember us in your prayers. Remember David as he heads back Friday. We're going to miss you, buddy. Amen. So we love you, and you're always welcome back, okay? Praise the Lord. God bless y'all. Let's sing something.
Kid G. Kid G. Thank you for giving a wretch like me. Amen. What a wonderful thing that this to know that he can change us. Amen. All hearts, minds clear. Amen. So let's just go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer, and let's pray once again as we're going to be dismissed. Heavenly Father, may you just bless the people, Lord, as they're heading back their separate ways, Lord God. Lord, we can say it was good to be in the house of the Lord, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just bless your people, watch over them, keep them safe, Lord. Keep them on the roads, Heavenly Father. Let them be able to get to their homes in protection, Heavenly Father. And bring us all back safely, Lord God, this weekend, Lord, to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth and to feast on your word once again, Lord. We love you. Bless those that will be traveling. Bless Brother David, Lord, as he's heading back, Father God. Lord, may you just watch over him. Keep him. Help him to keep growing in you, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, we just commit him into your hands. Watch over those, all of us, Lord, who will be traveling this weekend. Just keep us, Father God, on our travels. We love you and we thank you. And we ask these things now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Maybe this week.
We are going to see the King soon and very soon. We are going to see the King soon and very soon. We are going to see the King.